90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. And a good morning to you. Minute past 11 now. With Old School Vinyl, bringing hour number one to a close. Definitely a country rock feel to it for Rocktober. We heard Polko with The Heart of the Night. For that, it was the Marshall Tucker Band, 24 hours at a time. The Eagles said, take it easy. And we started out with the Outlaws. There goes another love song. State Times reviewed it. They said they sound a lot like the Eagles, the Marshall Tucker Band. What do you think? Yeah, pretty close. Pretty close. All good stuff. All vinyl. Artists you know, maybe some songs you don't. That's all right. It's college radio. So, Professor here, Mark Simonson. We'll take a look at our Wony Weekly Update before we get started again. Yep, time to start singing Halloween carols. Come shop for the vintage pieces and Halloween costumes Friday from 3 to 5 on the Quad. It's from the theater department's costume stock. And all proceeds go to the Kyle Birch Memorial Scholarship. The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum President, Josh Rawlich, will speak at 7 p.m. Tuesday, October 16th over at Hartwick College's Meredith Sport Management Speaker Series. That'll be in the Anderson Center. A little bit of a walk for us here at SUNY Oneonta. That's all right, though. It's free, and you're invited to come and listen. Now, if a good scary movie will make a good Friday night out for you, come to the Red Dragon Theater at 8 for the showing of The Night of the Living Dead. 1968, a ragtag group of Pennsylvanians barricade themselves in an old farmhouse to remain safe from the horde of flesh-eating ghouls and are ravaging the northeast of the United States. What could possibly go wrong? And you know, if you haven't been at the Oneonta History Center downtown lately, check out a display called Schools of Rock at Oneonta's colleges in the age of Woodstock. You can find out who some of the up-and-comers were who played on our two college campuses here. The History Center is open this afternoon and through Fridays until 4, Saturdays 10 to 4, now through November. And in fact, in just a little while, not this set coming up, but a little later, we'll hear some of those up-and-comers and stars that visited Oneonta, Hartwick, SUNY Oneonta. We'll play that for you. So we've got more events on campus around the area. Be sure to touch base with connect.oneonta.edu/events. So moving along here, old school vinyl. Rocktober is here. A little later in the hour, a theme will be who played on our college campuses way back when. And enjoy. We'll get back to the music now. Old School Vinyl, The Old Professor, 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Yeah.
90.9 WONY. It's old school vinyl. And I'm the old professor. Dusting those albums off. Yeah. Huey Lewis and the News, his very first album. Don't Make Me Do It, we heard. We heard The Pretenders and Show Me. Alan Parsons Project was in there. Damned If I Do. And we started the set out with Queen. Play the Game. An old school vinyl. Lots of good shows coming up later on. We'll talk about that. Now take a look around your office, your classroom today. Things may look fine with your classmates or your coworkers, but quietly, some aren't doing so well today. You see, they might have missed some meals lately due to food insecurity. Well, help is there for those who miss meals and an opportunity for you to help them. The Red Dragon Food Pantry helps battle food insecurity by giving all SUNY Oneonta students and employees free access to non-perishable food, basic needs items, and fresh produce. No questions asked, ever. No judgments. Pantry is on the bottom floor of the Hunt Union, room 6B. Open daily, check for hours. You can help someone the next time you visit the supermarket. Buy an extra item. Donate it to the pantry. Why not? There's even a food shelf on the bottom floor of the Hunt Union where you can leave it anonymously. So for more information about the Red Dragon Food Pantry, just email them at pantry, P-A-N-T-R-Y, at oneonta.edu. And that is a public service announcement from 90.9 W-O-N-Y. Hour number two here of Old School Vinyl. We've got the Jukebox Journey coming up at noon. Johnny G is on his way in, I'm sure. Lucas's Lit Tunes will be a little bit later this afternoon, and a brand new show, LFM, that's EL-FM. And Lawson will be in tonight for the Folk Fest. Stick around. All good stuff. 90.9. Let's get back to the old school vinyl now. Yeah. I was talking earlier about who is playing here at our colleges. I'll share a few with you right now. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
cascades all over today. Then we walk on a crooked catwalk only to be delayed. Bubbles of blue burst into two, eaten up by the incoming tide of the new. Then we call to the man who walks on the water. We talk of a plan to stop all the slaughter in view. It's in view.
Oh, cigarettes, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place, you and I, face to face. You anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You ever looked so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the Village Green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans.
You can never go back there again. Oh, oh, oh. a 75. From the height of the low to the end and the show for the rest of their lives. Couldn't go back to the greasers. Best they could do was pick up their pieces. We always knew they would both find a way to get by. Oh, and that's all I heard about Brenda Renee. Can't tell you more because I told you already.
FM WONY at 11:43. Good morning to you. It's the old school vinyl with the old professor kind of starting to wind things down here a little bit. Who played here on our college campuses, you ask? Back in the day, 1976 for Billy Joel. He played, and we heard Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. From 1971, Traffic played here. We heard Walking in the Wind from Traffic. Steve Winwood was in the band, of course. America played here in 1979. We heard Amber Cascades. And starting us out, we heard The Left Bank. Walk Away, Renee. Their signature song. They appeared here with the Box Tops. And that's who played here. We'll continue more next week. Yeah. Keep it right here. So, this is the time of the hour. I like to just talk about what was going on here around Oneonta, around the SUNY Oneonta campus, what there was of it, all right? This year, we're jumping back to 1950, 75 years ago. The school year started much later than nowadays, and the first edition of the State Times came out on October 6th. They started classes back on September 10th, 3 weeks after what we do these days. Registration at the State Teachers College reaches 705. It's a new record. Just around 300 were here in the fall of 1945, so it's growing. Yeah. Now, we hear complaints these days about dining hall food. Well, listen to this. State Times. Our main objective is to keep the students happy and well-fed, stated Mr. Irving Greenfield. He's the area supervisor of Slater System, the industrial food service, which is taking over the cafeteria at State, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They went to the meal ticket system, $9.50, to include 21 meals a week. The Slater system has been in existence for 20 years and claims to be the largest and fastest growing restaurant system in existence. All right. Hockey pucks for dinner, yeah. They call them hamburgers, I think. We're dining hall people. Miss Nahia Marua enrolled here as one of the first international students to come here for training at the State Teachers College. She came here from Lebanon. And while we're not really a commercial radio station, we have sponsors to thank from way back when. More enjoyment is yours with long playing records. You could get them at the Oneonta Music Center. Get a bite to eat at the Diana restaurant on Main Street. We lead, others follow. Russell's Apparel Shop was the headquarters for college girls' sportswear. You could call the Beeline Taxi at 587 to get yourself a taxi. For a good time, try Linus Hauck's Orchestra. He played all over the place in the 40s and 50s. Gardner's had better shoes at better prices at 184 Main Street. Quality drugs and special Kodachrome film at City Drug. And we had a Coca-Cola bottling plant at the corner of Main and Market Streets, where Reds is these days. They were a sponsor for a nickel. You get a Coke. Of course, you'd surprise your lady with jewelry from R.E. Brigham. You know, Oneonta. That's what's going on around here. All right. So, I'm going to bring this thing in for a landing. Good to be with you again today. We'll get together again next week. I got to do something professorial on my way here, do office hours or something. I'm going to jazz my way out of here this week. Usually I do rock or something else, but we'll see you the next time. Enjoy. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
in. Take a deep breath in.
Okay,
ready? 3, 2, 1.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Don't be sad. Tune in to WONY 90.9 FM.
3,795. A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians, which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence,